He gets it over to Goulet. Over to the right side, or left side, I should say. Back and forth, they go across the top. They get it down to Dorn by the basket. A little too easy. It's 2-0 right now. The Mavs on top. Who scored that one? Was that Dorn?
That was Dorn, yep.
All right. And Matea from the top here. Looks like the Mavs in a man-to-man defense. They get it over to Knack. Knack crosses back over from the top to Matea on the wing. Matea is going to get some penetration. A little run. Floater goes in. She can't get it to go. And Dorn comes away with the rebound, going the other direction. They get it ahead, and the layup is good. That's Isabel Hartman. It's 4-0, Max. They're going to have a full court press here. Looks like a full court. I think it is a zone. No, it is a man-to-man press. The Loggers get it across. Matea drives in, looks to get it to Casey, going to the basket. Casey kicks it out to Knack. She steps on the line. Rough start here for the Loggers. And the Loggers, Casey's saying, hey, let's press them right back.
Last year, 25 turnovers for the Loggers, as I keep mentioning. Want to limit those as much as we can. Two already.
Yes, absolutely. McDonald all the way to the basket. Missing. Rebound to Allie Lane, and it's going to be a jump ball. It's going to go to the mat. We got a loud crowd here tonight, guys. It's a playoff atmosphere. Hoping you guys can hear me at home. I know we're having a little bit of some audio or video problems on Facebook here. We're going to try to not move the screen. Here's a shot goes up from McDonald. A three-pointer is good, and it's Emily Cooper. Makes it 7-0, not what the Loggers wanted. Matea breaks the press, gets across, kicks it out to Hallie. Hallie from the wing, over to Brooke. Brooke tries to get it to Casey. They're going to get a foul on Dorn. A big foul. Almost a cheap foul on Dorn. They're going to get her, and that's what we're definitely going to need. Get her in trouble, as the student section says, hey, you can't do that.
Love the energy in this building tonight.
You bet. Sarah Knack going to take it out for the Loggers. Gets it to Lehman. Hallie shoots it up. Ooh, she banks it in. Gets the Loggers on the board. 16-12 to go here. It's 7-2. The Mavs leading. And thank you, Jared, for listening. Letting me know that we're on here. All right. From the top, McDonald. Cooper. Over to the left side.
Hartman.
Back to Cooper. Back into Dorn. By Hartman by the basket. And she gets the easy layup. It's 9-2, 15:50 to go. Full court, half court pass to Casey. Casey, first time touching the ball, really. And to Sarah. And they take it away from Casey. Casey going to have to catch them. She gets in front. Great defense by Casey, forcing the miss on the layup. Forcing the Mavs to set it back up. Getting away with the travel and from the top. And the three-pointer is good. 12-2, the freshman, Cooper. Max rolling. Matea across half court with the pressure from Cooper, the freshman. They get it to Lehman. They're not going to guard her deep. Back to Matea. Matea had a shot off of that. Up to Sarah. Back to Hallie. Hallie shoots away. No good. Knack with the rebound. To Brooke by the basket. Oh, she can't get it to go, but she's going to go to the line.
Is that going to be on Emily Cooper?
Hopefully. We'll find out who it's on. Was that on Hartman? I believe that one's on Hartman on for the Max. And with 15 minutes to go, it's 12-2. Brooke Eckert looking to make it three. She does. First one good for Brooke Eckert.
Big deal to not have empty trips.
Yeah, absolutely.
And stop the momentum, too.
Loggers got to find a little bit of a roll here, and we're seeing what they're doing. The Max are keeping the ball away from Casey as much as they can. Brooke makes the ball, makes it 12-4. And we talked about it. Who's going to be the one to step up right now? Hallie Lehman not afraid to take a shot. Brooke not afraid to make a shot. The Max with the ball. Cooper into Dorn. Fake pass. From three. Here's Cooper, the freshman. Oh, my gosh.
He's got a lot
15-4. I'm wondering if this zone defense is going to work out for the Loggers with this three-point shooting. You had to test it out. The Max. Here's Lehman up to Knack. Sarah. Drives in, finds Matea. Matea to Knack. Sarah, the face guarding Casey. Casey going to have to pull up here. She drives in, splits the double team, misses. I thought it should have been a jump ball. It's going the other way. In the Max playing the Loggers game. Great job by Brooke Eckert as they threw it to her. Matea comes away with it. Good job, Matea. Finding Casey ahead. Casey from the wing to Hallie. And a bad pass from Hallie. It's turned over. Dorn comes away with it. Here's Cooper pushing ahead, finds Hartman. Hartman to the basket. The layup is good. 17-4.
Rough start. But
rough start. It's a 30-second timeout. Hey, we're going to stay right here during this 30-second timeout. It's 17-4 right now. The Macs running all over the Loggers right now. They look like the Macs or the Loggers when they're playing against Planet or Shawamigan or something like that. Really good athletes out there. They're real intense, keeping the ball away from Casey. We want to go over our sports sponsors here tonight, though. We have Forward Bank, Forward Insurance, Heckman Auction, Industrial Air Products, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Jeff Aiken and Roofing, Shawamigan Home Furnishing, LPK Dental, Phillips Lumber and Jewett Best Hardware, Woodruff Appliance and TV, Park Falls DP, Ross's Sports Shop, CompuMo Design, Bill or Tool and Design, Harborview on the Lake, John's 3 Mile Corner, and Warga's Auto and Truck Center. Good to have our high school sports sponsors. Going to get back to the game here. 13:51 to go here in this first half. It's 17-4. The McDonald Central Max, the number one seed, leading the Phillips Loggers. Brooke Ecker goes up for a shot. It's missed. It's rebounded by the Max. Going the other way. They get it ahead. Left-handed layup. It doesn't matter who it is. Anna Steigerbeller gets the basket. And they're trapping Matea and going to get a foul. You know, not a foul. It's just out of bounds on the Max. 13:25 to go.
They really want to speed you up. And right now, that's what we're seeing. Everything's sped up for the Loggers.
19-4 is the score right now. This McDonald Central Max leading the Loggers. Loggers get it into Casey. Casey trying to get a little breathing room. They get it to Brooke. Out to Allie Williams. She's going to open things up with a three. She misses. Rebounded by the Max. A very good look. And the Max push ahead. Max looking to score fast. Get this game to a high score. I wasn't expecting this really out of them. 19 points early already in this game. There's 13 minutes to go. It's 19-4.
The Cooper, Ellie May, really got clever, crafty guard.
Yeah.
And a freshman, too.
Just a freshman playing out there with Casey. She's got size. Don't look like a freshman.
No.
Here's Dorn. Hey, when you're a private school, though, and you can get all the kids in the whole area to come and play for you, something the WIA really does need to fix. And Central kicks it out. Three-point shot. No good. Brooke.
Oh, come on.
Casey. No. It's on the ground. Who's got it? Brooke's got it. She's fighting. And they're going to get it with a travel.
That's the right call.
Yep.
But love the effort.
Yep. And Kendra Kimmer's checking in. Allie Lehman going to get a break. Don't give up here, Loggers. 12 and a half minutes to go. Find a way to fight.
All season we've seen how this team can score in bunches.
Yes, absolutely. The Max with the ball at the top. Cooper, the younger sister, she pulls up from the elbow. She can shoot from about anywhere. Timmers gets it and knocked away off of the Max. And ball's going to go to the Loggers. Still a full court press, not letting Casey get the ball here. 12:15 to go. They get it to her. Back to Matea. Matea gets across half court. Finds Brooke at the post. Back to Matea. Matea, she's bumped. Should have been a foul. No call. And the Max come away with the rebound. We're getting no second chances here. Max with the ball from the wing. Over to Dorn. Dorn pulls back to the three-point line. One of these girls is going to do D2. Is it Emily Cooper?
Emily Cooper, yep.
Emily Cooper. She's got the ball right now. They kick it out for three. It's no good. Ripped away by Cooper. And the Max maintain the ball here. Another deep shot from the Max. No good. Timmers comes away with it this time. Loggers really going to have to rip on these rebounds as the Max are very aggressive here tonight.
I would say, too, the physicality in these sectional matchups always seems to be ratchets up, and they do allow more rough play.
And there it was. The Loggers turn it over, trying to fight Casey by the basket. Goes through her hand. There's 11:22 to go first half. It's 19-4. The Loggers looking to get something rolling. It's going to start with a defensive stop right now. 11:19 to go. Emily Cooper gets it across half court for the Max. And pulls up for three and makes it. Unbelievable here. 22-4. This team is good. And I think Mike's telling them we've got to get into a man-to-man.
You've got one of the best man defenders in the state. Yeah. Why not?
Absolutely. Casey, she pulls across. She's going to pull up for three. It's good.
The equalizer.
The equalizer. Casey Agerbrecht makes it 22-7. Gets a bucket on her only opportunity she's had here so far.
Let's
she's going to have to keep doing it.
Here.
McDonald with the ball. Cooper at the wing, guarded by Matea. Up top.
There we go.
The other Cooper, guarded by Casey. All right, they're running the same offense the Loggers do with the five-out screen.
Good work.
Cooper.
Good job walling
to Dorn.
Cooper.
10.5 minutes to go. 22-7. They find Dorn by the basket.
Jeez.
And it's good. Dorn makes it 24-7. The Mets leading the Loggers in this sectional semifinal. Allie Williams from the wing. Back to Matea. To Brooks. Brooke might need to turn around. They find Casey by the basket.
And one.
She fouls. And one. Cooper. Casey Agerbrecht. Be the star here. That's what seniors do.
And we have our own commit here, too. Eau Claire, UW Eau Claire. Casey Agerbrecht going to be attending there in the fall.
Yeah, you got it. And Emily Cooper is going to be attending where, did we say?
Black Hill State.
Black Hill State.
Division 2.
D2?
Yes.
So Casey Agerbrecht trying to get a free throw, starting to get her rolling. You know, you get this to 10 right here, and it's a 14-point game. It looks a lot different. Free throw up. That one's no good. Rebounded by McDonald. They push ahead. McDonald, right side. Here's Cooper. Oh, I'm sorry. Casey, on her. To the basket she goes. They're going to get a foul.
Offensive foul.
Offensive foul.
Looks like it's going to be on Kylie Jensen with the moving screen.
And this... This younger Cooper is really good, too.
Oh, my goodness. She's got a little giddy up in her step, too.
She sure does.
Very, very crafty.
Matea splits the double, gets it to Casey. Casey, so calm and collective, gets it to Allie. Back to Matea. Matea from the right wing, back to Allie. They're working the right side. Allie smothers. She's fouled. No call. Casey with the ball left side, gets it to
Lily Miller.
Lily Miller, I'm sorry about that. Back to Miller. Miller, we're going to have to see her take some shots. And here's Casey. Splits the double. A lot of contact. She goes to the basket. Oh, misses the runner. It's no good. 9.5 minutes to go. It's 24-9. And finding him right by the basket, but missing. Simmons with the rebound. Matea takes it up right side. Finds Casey. She pulls up for three. That one no good. Rebounded by Cooper. She's going to bring it up herself. It's Emily Cooper this time. They get it over. Right side. Left side, I should say. Now to the right side. Here's Cooper. Casey guarding Cooper. And driving the basket. Kicking back out. Exact same offense. The Loggers run. And shot goes up left side.
Got to get one.
Yeah, got to get one. Did get a call here. Should have been an offensive foul. And three-point shot goes up. And now we're going to get one.
Emmer's really playing big.
Yeah.
Reserve roll.
Yeah,
three rebounds already.
Yeah, Kendra Timmer's coming in, showing a presence, getting some rebounds out there, drawing a foul on that one right there. Looks like McDonald going to pull off of their press. 8:45 to go here. It's 24-9. Loggers really off to a rough start.
But they've started to kind of
Make
the ship here. It feels like fewer unforced turnovers.
You got it. Casey, over to Matea. Matea back to Casey. Casey to Williams in the corner. She shoots the three. Oh, it was just missed. 8:35 to go. It's 24-9.
You managed to fly
with the ball. Emily Cooper driving in. Here's Dorn. She's going to attack. That's a tough one to stop. Gets to the basket and scores. Too much size right there. She's 6 foot tall.
Yeah,
she's not a beanpole either.
No, she can put it on the ground too.
Matea, right side. You might as well shoot that one, Matea. Picks it up. Gets it to Casey. And they're in a 1-3-1 defense now. The Max are. Here's Casey open for three. She pump fakes. Back to Matea. She's going to shoot from three. That one's no good. Rebound. The Max going the other direction. Casey slow to get up. Here's a shot from the corner. They pass it up. They find it. Open basket on the weak side. Bucket is good.
For
number 31. I lost my program. Hartman. Hartman makes it 28-9. Casey to Matea. Matea. To Allie Williams. Allie's going to shoot the three because she was stealing it. Allie Williams hit the big three. Let it fly. Let it fall fly, guys. Let's get back into it with the three-point shooting. It's 28-12. 7:24 to go. The Max with the ball from the top. They find Dorn by the basket. Left side. She gets it to go. It's too big over Kendra Timmers.
just a lot of space in the floor that they're finding.
It's 30-12. Matea to Casey. Casey pump fake out to Timmers. Some of these subs are going to have to shoot these balls, take a little pressure off of Casey. Casey smothered. They're going to call it a takeaway. Then they're going to Casey for a foul. Casey a little frustrated. Loggers dealing with some pressure and some slappy hands, things like that. They're not calling those, and they're going to have to get used to them. So checking out Lily Miller, Kendra Timmers, back to our starting lineup. And with 7 minutes to go here, it's 30-12. The McDonald Central Max leading this sectional semifinal matchup over the Phillips Loggers. All right, Dorn gets it in to the freshman, Cooper. Cooper, right side, right in front of us. Crosses over, gives it to Hartman. Hartman up to the top. Now to the right side wing from the three-point line. Back up top. Little dribble penetration. Whoever they put in there, Steve, for the Max, everyone is a good player.
Absolutely.
I mean, we're into the bench, and all these girls are just skilled and talented here. They kick it out to Dorn. Left side layup, miss, rebound, Allie Williams. WIA, let's get rid of these private schools. Matea, over to Williams. To Casey. Casey, skip pass to Matea. Great defense here by the Max in this 1-3-1 defense. Logger's going to have to move it quick, just like that. Casey with the three. It's a little bit long. Rebounded by Matea. Matea. Back to Allie, back to Matea. Here's Casey slashing the basket. Shot goes up. It's good for Casey. It's 30-14. 5:52 to go, first half.
You could weather the storm and maybe get it under 12 before half.
Yeah.
That'd be a big deal.
It's close to crunch time. Let's see who finishes his half out well here. The Max. It's the younger Cooper up top. Crossover into the lane to the basket. Shot goes up. It's good. No, it's no good. Ripped away by Matea. 5.5 minutes to go. 30-14. A big stop there for the Loggers. Casey to Allie. Allie to Casey. Casey drives. Kicks out. Gets it back. Casey to Matea. Back to Casey. There was Allie in the corner. They missed her. Here's Matea for three. That one no good. No weak side rebound. The Max come away with it. They push it ahead to the young Cooper. Crossover to the basket. Blocked by Casey.
Yes, sir.
Big moment right there. Casey felt that pressure from the freshman over there and said, not this time. Casey's guarding her, and she's going to take it personal. Matea.
Is this, yeah, nope.
To Casey. Back to Matea. Here's Allie open in the corner if they find her. Matea, to Casey, almost a turnover. Back to Matea, back and forth they go. Casey finds an open shot, it's no good. Rebounded by Dorn, 4.5 minutes to go, 30-14. Loggers offense not rolling really well here against his zone pressure. Here's Cooper with an open shot from the top. She gets it. Casey looks tired on that one. Mike notices it. He's going to call a timeout. I think that was a full timeout. So full timeout, and we're going to send it back to 98Q Country for a one-minute timeout.
Jeff Haken and Roofing, the most experienced roofing company in the area, specializing in steel and shingled roofs. Materials are sourced locally, and they take pride in their work. Quality is their number one goal. Insured and estimates are free. Check out the website, jeffhakenandroofing.com. That's H-E-I-K-K-I-N-E-N, jeffhakenandroofing.com, or call or text 715-820-2880. Jeff Haken and Roofing, a proud supporter of local sports.
Corbett with Comfortable Tool and Design is your go-to comprehensive mold manufacturing company. We're dedicated to exceeding your expectations. Deliver top quality molds with lightning fast lead time and competitive prices is our game plan. Located on South Airport Road in Phillips, Wisconsin, we're your winning team. Lady Loggers, shoot for greatness in your tournament journey with confidence. We've got your back. Trust Compu Mold to elevate your game and take your projects to new heights. Join forces with us and experience the winning difference today.
Peters here in Ladysmith, Wisconsin. It's sectional semifinals, and it's the Chippewa Falls McDonald's Max. McDonald Central Max leading right now 33-14 over our Phillips Loggers as the Loggers get it inbounds. And Casey, against this pressure, gets across half court to Sarah Knack. Knack to Brooke, to Knack, to Casey at the top. The Knacks in a 1-3-1. Just like the Loggers play, they play a similar game, everything. And here's Sarah Knack. And we just said it. Someone else besides Casey Matea going to have to do something. Sarah Knack that time with a big shot. 3:44 to go. It's 33-16. Max with the ball. And there are five All-Stars out on the court. Here's the Max from the top. And a beautiful pass from Cooper down to Dorn. Dropped it in there. It's 35-16. Matea cross half court. Matea. And it tips out of bounds. It's going to stay with the Loggers.
Yeah, one of the best defenses that they're going to face all year. And you see it already. I mean, 16 points this team, normally up around 40 points at this point in most games.
Yeah, absolutely. 30 points at least, between 30 and 40 at this point. Yeah, big, big difference here when you get to sectionals and play this team here. Sarah Knack with the ball. Over to Matea. Matea, back to Knack. Knack had a little lane there, has to kick it back out. Back to Knack. To Casey. Casey from the top. Finds Matea right by the basket. No call on it. Matea again. This time she's going to get the foul.
Ellie Mae Cooper.
This one on Ellie Mae Cooper, the freshman. I believe it's her first. And Matea's going to go to the line. Matea Eckert. 3 minutes to go here. 2:57 to be exact. It's 35-16. Matea Eckert from the free throw line. First one up. No good.
Yeah, coming in at a 71% shooter on the season from the line.
Second free throw from Matea. That one's good. 35-17. And Becky Davis, you said it right. Hey, go out there and have some fun in one like this. You're exactly right. And here's Cooper with the ball. Over to Dorn at the top, from the top of the key. Dorn to Emily Cooper. Here's the star, Emily Cooper, with the ball. She doesn't have to do a whole lot here today.
Nope.
Cooper back to Dorn. Dorn thought about the three-point line. Brooke Eckert challenged her, said, hey, take it. And here's the other Cooper. What's this one's name?
Emily May.
They better not call that one on Brooke.
No.
They're going to call it on Sarah?
Yeah, on Sarah, I would imagine.
Yeah, they call it on Sarah. Sarah, with a push from behind, is going to send Emma May Cooper to the line.
Ellie May.
Ellie May Cooper.
88% foul shooter. This team doesn't shoot a bunch of free throws, but they're all pretty much automatic when they get to the line.
Yeah. And Cooper with the first one is good. Ella May. An easy one for you to remember, Steve.
Right.
Ella May with the second one is good, too. 37-17 with 2:30 to go here. First half. Matea gets it across half court. Matea over to Sarah. And the Loggers are really on the ropes. You can just tell. And trying to get it to Brooke. They can't. Sarah. And they're going to get a foul. Sarah was fouled. So Sarah.
Yeah, a little break.
Yeah, a little break for the Loggers. Loggers almost turned the ball over. But Sarah Knack going to go to the line in the bonus.
And got how many turnovers we have, but it doesn't feel like it's a bunch.
No.
Hot shooting.
Yes. Hot shooting from them and really good defense, forcing tough shots.
Right.
And no second chance points at all here so far. That was almost a turnover. We got on the ground, but that aggressive defense by McDonald, it put them in the bonus. Knack first free throw missed and rebounded by the Max going the other way. McDonald with the ball. Over to Ella May Cooper to Dorn. Going to hand it back to her. Nice defense by Casey. They get it to Dorn in the block. Guarded by Brooke. Dorn just too fast. Moves her feet way too well. Got by Brooke pretty easily. 39-19. Minute 52 to go. Matea to Brooke. And taken away by McDonald, going the other direction. Here's going to be a layup for LMA. LMA Cooper hits the bucket. It's 41-17. Minute 37 to go. Matea, here's Casey for three. That one just rims out. Max gets the rebound. No second chance points for the Loggers here. Not a lot of answers. Mike saying, hey, just keep going. It's really what you can do. And it's not like the Loggers are making mistakes. They're playing good defense. They're doing everything they can here. Here's Dorn with the ball from the top. Dorn hands it off to Emily Cooper. She misses. Hallie Lehman rebounds, gives it to Knack, and you need stops to get the pressure off of them. And they do. Here's Casey Egebrecht over to Sarah Knack. To Brooke Eckert for three. No good. Nice box out by the Max.
Yep.
And Matea on the ground. Loggers fighting for the ball. And they're going to come away with it through a timeout. 52 seconds to go here. It's 41-17. It's a 30-second timeout. And, hey, we're going to stay right here at 98Q Country. We're going to stay online here. We're going to go over some of our high school sports sponsors. We want to thank all of them. We got a few new ones here. Ross's Sports Shop, CompuMold Tool and Design, Harborview on the Lake, John's 3 Mile Corner, Warga's Auto and Truck Center. Really happy to have the new sponsors, along with Forward Bank, Forward Insurance, Heckman Auction, Industrial Air Products, Northwood Community Credit Union, Jeff Haken and Roofing, Shawamigan Home Furnishings, LPK Dental, Phillips Lumber and Do-It-Best Hardware, Woodruff Appliance and TV, and Clark Falls, BP. That's a lot of names out there, Steve Peters. 52 seconds to go.
Second sheet there. A lot of sponsors. Thank you all so much.
Yeah, absolutely. 52 seconds to go here in this first half. And it's going to be the Max with the ball. Try to close this out. 41-17 is the score. Loggers literally doing everything they can to stay in this game. And the Max just a little bit too much.
The tempo and the efficiency of McDonald's. Just
the athleticism, yeah, everything right down the line. Really good here for McDonald. All right. Here's McDonald running this offense methodical until the Loggers make a mistake. Here's Cooper with the ball. Looks like she could score a lot of times. And around they go. Looks like they're going to try to run the clock down. 28 seconds to go. 41-17. 22 seconds to go. McDonald trying to run it down. Dorn sees an opening. She says, I better go to the basket. She misses. Stumbles over Brooke's feet. Matea bringing it up. 13 seconds to go. Matea finds Casey. She has a shot from 12 feet. It's short. I thought she was bumped. Going the other way. Here's Hartman. No, that's not Hartman. They get it by the basket. Left-handed layup. No good. Loggers come away with it and end the half. It's 41-17 at the half. McDonald having their way here. Frustrating the Loggers here tonight. Loggers going into the locker room right now. Going to go talk things over and try to figure out some things that they can do. And we're going to send it back to 98Q Country for a five-minute timeout. 5 minutes, and we're going to be back with the Forward Bank halftime show.
At Forward Insurance, you will always have a local agent in your corner because it's not just about a policy. As your local agent, they are your neighbor and the first to respond when you need them the most. They get involved in the community, and they always take time to find the best options to protect your family or business. Visit one of your trusted hometown local agents at 177 4th Avenue in Park Falls or Highway 13 in Phillips. Forward Insurance. Always moving forward together.
Hey there, it's Big G from 98Q Country. Friday nights are sizzling at Harborview at the Lake in Phillips, Wisconsin. Experience the new energy with fresh ownership. Indulge in bluegill, cod, colossal shrimp, or savory prime rib. And don't forget about the salad bar. It's a must. Mention me, Big G, and receive a generous 10% discount off your bill until March wraps up. And here's a shout-out to the Lady Loggers. Congratulations on a fantastic season so far, and here's to continued success.
There are over 20 studies that support the benefits of low-fat chocolate milk as a recovery beverage. Low-fat chocolate milk contains the right 3-to-1 mix of carbs and protein scientifically shown to help refuel and restore muscles. Pro athletes have been relying on chocolate milk for years because they have seen the benefits in their own performance and recommend drinking milk to others. Learn more at goodandneedmilk.com. Brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin.
Shawamigan Home Furnishings is proud to be part of the Park Falls and Ashland communities and wishes all area high school athletes the best in their sporting endeavors. You're all winners, on and off the court, on and off the field, and on and off the course. Shawamigan Home Furnishings helps bring you the sports broadcast. And whether win or lose, we are in your corner with a full showroom filled with a variety of furniture, including sectionals, sofas, love seats, up north style furniture, as well as bedroom sets and dining room set. Mattresses with two-sided options, plus over 50 recliners to choose from. At Shawamigan Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, Wisconsin. swoosh into a flavor paradise at John C. Miller Corner, home of the Smash Burger. Indulge in two juicy quarter-pound patties piled high with double layers of onions and cheese, served on a brioche bun. Tuesday, try the mouth-watering Smash Taco. Plus, mark your calendars for March as they introduce ribeye and ribs every Saturday night. Good luck to the Phillips Lady Loggers in your tournament journey from John's 3 Mile Corner to 3 miles south of Phillips at the corners of Highway 111 and Highway 13.
Heckman Auction, heck yeah. We auction the usual with the unusual. There are many different items we auction, from tractors, machinery, vehicles, UTVs, and boats, to furniture, antiques, housewares, and collectibles. You never know what you will find at HeckmanAuction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Download our app, iOS, Apple, and Android devices. Go to Play Store or App Store, type in Heckman Auction, that's H-U-E-C-K-M-A-N, Auction, download and start bidding, or go to HeckmanAuction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah!
Get in the game with Wargus Auto and Truck Center. Our trained technicians are ready to tackle your vehicle needs, from engine tune-ups to wheel alignments and everything in between. Need a lift? We offer 24-hour towing and free body shop estimates. For worry-free truck and auto repair, trust Wargus Auto and Truck Center in Phillips, Wisconsin. And to the Lady Loggers, shoot to win, and good luck on your tournament journey.
Ross's Sports Shop and Guide Service has everything you need for a full day of fishing. From their selection of live bait to many different types of tackle, like the popular Custom X Toads and more. Ross's also has a selection of great hunting supplies, too. And you can get all of your licensing done there, too. And ask about their expert guide service. Their goal is to guide you into a successful angler. Like them on Facebook and check out all their available specials. Ross's Sports Shop and Guide Service, 286 North Lake Avenue, Phillips.
Corbett with Coffee Mold Tool and Design is your go-to comprehensive mold manufacturing company. We're dedicated to exceeding your expectations. Deliver top-quality molds with lightning-fast lead time and competitive prices is our game plan. Located on South Airport Road in Phillips, Wisconsin, we're your winning team. Lady Loggers, shoot for greatness in your tournament journey with confidence. We've got your back. Trust Coffee Mold to elevate your game and take your projects to new heights. Join forces with us and experience the winning difference today. Hey there, it's Big G from 98Q Country. Friday nights are sizzling at Harborview at the lake in Phillips, Wisconsin. Experience the new energy with fresh ownership. Indulge in bluegill, cod, colossal shrimp, or savory prime rib. And don't forget about the salad bar. It's a must. Mention me, Big G, and receive a generous 10% discount off your bill until March wraps up. And here's a shout-out to the Lady Loggers. Congratulations on a fantastic season so far, and here's to continued success.
And we're back here, Jeff Haken, and along with Steve Peters here in Ladysmith, Wisconsin. It's WIAA sectional semifinals. It's the Chippewa Falls McDonald Central Max. That's too many names for a school. They're leading the Phillips Loggers 41-17 right now. This is the Forward Bank halftime show. It's a beautiful crowd here. There's a lot of energy, even though we're down. I see some alumni, some people that I remember from a long time ago. A lot of people here watching. The student section is amazing here tonight. Phillips representing really well here. Really proud of everyone. But we're going to go over some of our leading scorers here tonight. And we're going to start with the Loggers. And it's Brooke Eckert. We'll start at the top. Casey Egebrecht with 7. It's Sarah Knack with 2. Mateo with 1. Allie with 3. Hallie Lehman with 2. Brooke Eckert with 2. 4. McDonald Central. Not a lot of them scoring, but they're all scoring a lot. Ella Mae Cooper, the freshman, leading the way with 13. Aubrey Dorn and Isabel Hartman with 10. And it's the Division II player, Emily Cooper, their leading scorer, not needing to do a lot.
No.
She's got 6 points. She's kind of in kickback mode right now and drawing the attention and letting her teammates do all the work. And, you know, the Loggers started out in a 1-3-1 defense here, Steve. It wasn't effective.
No.
Against them. They kind of were eating us up. Mike changed things up, put them in a man-to-man, and things got a little bit tighter, yeah. I would say. They were up by 15 probably since they changed to the man-to-man. They're up by 20-something right now, but it feels better in the man-to-man defense.
I totally agree. I've always been a fan of man-to-man, especially when you have defenders like McKay and Casey that can really get after people. They've got good quickness and size. Unfortunately, we just haven't had an answer for Aubrey Dorn. She's just been having her way, and I really think that this Ella Mae Cooper.
Wow. She's going to be a star.
Yeah, you can see it. I mean, she's got...
Freshmen aren't supposed to move like she does and have the knowledge. You can tell she's been watching her sister.
Yeah, she handled the block very well.
Whole entire life, but, you know, really seeing the problem with the private schools playing over here. It's really not a fair matchup over here. I like to see him play. You know, it's watching Chippewa Falls play against Phillips, because you're not just playing Chippewa Falls. Right. You're playing the best players in Chippewa Falls against the Phillips Loggers. Yeah, absolutely. So, Loggers doing their best. Wish the WIA would definitely do something about it. Kind of sad to watch. But the Loggers, I love watching them here tonight, Steve. They're doing great. They're coming out on the court here, and I don't see one head down at all. And you know Mike talked to him at the half, and he said, hey, girls, we're down right now. We got nothing to lose at all. Do not hang your head the rest of this half. Let's give this crowd something that they want to see. We're going to see them close to us on this half, Steve, and I'm going to be loud. We're going to get them excited. We're going to make sure that they hear us a little bit and let them know that we're supporting them. We got a chance here. We're going to do some faces in the crowd. We're going to start right over here on this side. I see Bill Harper, Kristen Harper. Maybe we can get a few waves over. Hey, Bill Harper. Bill Harper. Yeah, there we go. Let's get some waves. There's Kristen over there. We got the bunch of the Gabays. Here we got the Gabays. There we got up top. We see the Tobias family. All right, guys. There's the Vernig. Dan's got his glasses on. He must be really trying to read something good. Dan Vernig. Down there. We'll zoom in on him. I lost him.
Regardless of the outcome here today, Jeff, isn't this a great atmosphere?
Absolutely.
And we are so blessed to have been in so many big games like this over the last handful of years, and it's probably going to continue here as we move forward with a program that's on the rise, I think.
Yeah.
What better program are you going to find?
I agree. And Steve, I sent a message out to all the young girls on the 4th-5th grade team. I said, girls, this is a game to come to. Come see what I've been talking about, all this excitement I've been telling you about. You come to these low-key games and there's not much going on. This is what you play for. This is what you practice for, to be on the court at this moment right here. And, you know, we said it. Our young youth is so lucky to be able to watch this group. It's almost done with. Once Mateo leaves, there's going to be a big drop-off for the Phillips Loggers. We're really lucky to be able to enjoy them right now. And, you know, we've got a lot of Prentice people watching, Shawamigan people. It's not just Phillips. These girls are a fun group to watch, and it's a blessing for all of us. I know Chris Johnson is at home right now saying, I cannot wait for those girls to be gone right there. But, Chris, enjoy it while it's here. About to get underway here in just a moment, and we're going to have the Loggers here. On our end, it's the Phillips Loggers in their black uniforms, orange and white lettering in the McDonald's Max. They are in their white uniforms with blue lettering. Casey Agarbrecht all the way to basket to start this half off. Basket's good. 41-19. That's how you start it, senior. Casey Agarbrecht with the deuce. And she's going to guard up on the other side. The Loggers start out in the man. And they
second chance.
The Max missed the shot, and they get a second chance basket, something the Loggers unable to do. The Max going to set up their offense right now. Ella Mae Cooper with the ball. Gets it to Hartman on the right side. Hartman guarded by Knack. Sarah Knack, all defensive team for the Merriwood Conference. Gets it to Dorn. Dorn turns around. She's followed by Eckert. I like that. Eckert gave her some body right there.
I like
that. That's how you play. Put her down on the ground and say, I'm not going to make it so easy for you, Dorn. Dorn's going to go to the free throw line, but I'm okay with that one.
Bring a little bad boy basketball.
Absolutely. You know,
in the lane, you're going to get a foul.
A girl that's 6 foot as big as Dorn, you can't go and just give her a little slap foul. Put her on the ground. They did. It pays off. Dorn misses her first free throw. 17-20 to go here. It's 41-19.
And good news, one of the things I talked about, first foul for Brooke.
And yeah, Chris Johnson, absolutely, totally joking with you about wanting those girls to leave, but you know you'll be wiping that sweat off your head. Matea drives the basket, but yes, absolutely, what a great group of girls we've been fortunate to watch, from Jada all the way down, leading this way to this group that's out here right now. Sarah Knack at the top. This Loggers team right now, 5 consecutive conference championships. Casey drives the basket. She misses one of our first offensive rebounds, though.
It was.
The Loggers have it. Sarah Knack out in the corner here drives in. It's slapped away. She tries getting a shot up. She can't. The McDonald Max come away with it. Hartman going up the court, left side. Little pump fake. She's going to go to the basket, and she gets the bucket to go. 43-19. Matea bringing it up against this press. Gets across half court. Finds Casey by the basket. Casey smothered. Gets it to Lehman. Lehman from 8 feet. It's no good. Max come with the rebound. Cooper pushes it ahead to Dorn. Dorn from the block. Finds Hartman by the basket. She gets that one to go.
You know, they share the ball so well, but it's easy when you've got, you know, five stars.
Five Michael Jordans out on the court all at once here. Sarah Knack got away with the double dribble.
She did.
And Knack to Eckert. Eckert, pump fake, goes to the basket. There's body, no call.
No call.
Brooke Eckert gets the basket to go. It's 45-21. That's the fun we're talking about, Steve. Keep attacking. Keep letting it fly. Don't let them walk all over you. And the logger's not going to let you do that. Dorn, nice spin move. That's the next level move right there. Dorn gets the basket to go. It's 47-21. Matea gets it across half court. Avoids the contact. Gets it to Eckert. Oh, tries finding Casey by the basket. No good. Turnover. Going the other way. That's Cooper. And Emily Cooper pulls up. Misses. Rebound Brooke Eckert. I love her. What she's doing by the basket here tonight. Sarah Knack hits across half court. Gives it to Casey. Casey, the senior. Beautiful pass to Brooke by the basket. It's blocked. Going the other direction. Dorn pushes ahead. He missed basket by McDonald. It's Sarah Knack pushing the other way. Knack picks it up. Gives it to Casey. Casey from the left side. Casey, pump fake. Gets it back to Knack from the wing. She thought about shooting it. Here's Hallie Lehman. They're going to leave her open. Over to Matea on the wing. Matea back up top to Knack. Sarah Knack to Matea. Matea, Loggers looking for something. Knack has a shot. Three-point shot. It's good for Sarah Knack. 47-24. No quit in the Loggers. 14:36 to go here in this ballgame. The Knacks with the ball. Emily Cooper guarded by Matea. Matea looking like a tiger out there on defense. She says, bring it, Cooper. Coop, she's going to take the screen. Gives it back to Dorn. Nice job on the defense on the pick and roll. Dorn with a little shimmy gets to the basket. Coupon.
You know, we've seen big girls like this down in Athens.
It's 49-24.
But it's like having Jada and Casey on the same team.
It's like the Coker girls from Athens on steroids.
That's honestly what I was saying to myself. Coker's on steroids that have every skill, every tool in the toolbox. Yep.
Honestly, if I'm this coach and I'm this team, I'm saying something to the WIA. I feel like it's the Loggers kind of playing against, you know, the JV squad or something.
Yeah.
It's a total different matchup. Oh, what happened? A girl went down. Let's see what happened.
Tough one. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, not happens. A girl collapsed kind of on the court right
like
there.
Kelly Goulet.
Yeah, and we're going to take a little timeout. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country for a one-minute timeout.
Woodruff Appliance and TV doesn't want you to miss any big plays this sports season. They've got a great selection of large, state-of-the-art TVs. They've also got the knowledge to help you select the best TV for you and your family. They've got a great selection, and the prices can't be beat. Whatever the season, football, baseball, hockey, or hoops, they've got what you're looking for. Woodruff Appliance and TV, the experienced professionals for all your entertainment and kitchen appliance needs.
Push into a flavor paradise at John's Female Corner, home of the Smash Burger. Indulge in two juicy quarter pound patties piled high with double layers of onions and cheese. Served on a brioche bun. Tuesday, try the mouth-watering Smash Tackle. Plus, mark your calendars for March as they introduce ribeye and ribs every Saturday night. Good luck to the Phillips Lady Loggers in your tournament journey from John's Female Corner, just 3 miles south of Phillips at the corners of Highway 111 and Highway 13.
In Ladysmith, Wisconsin, sectional semifinals, just missed out on a block. Oh, Matea blocked it, threw it off of Cooper, and they gave it to the Max. We could have used that break right there. It's 49-24. The Chippewa Falls McDonald Central Max. Give me some more names, and they're leading the Phillips Loggers 49-24. And there's Cooper guarded up top by Sarah Knack. She gets it to her sister Emma or Ella May. Down to the block, Sarah Knack tries taking it away. I think they're in a zone, and we're going to get a 30-second timeout by the Mac. So we're going to stay right here. We're going to stay right here. And someone else heard that one, too. We're going to stay right here on 98.3 as there's a 30-second timeout by the Mac. We're going to go over our high school sports sponsors as we have Forward Bank, Forward Insurance, Heckman Auction, Industrial Air Products, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Jeff Haken and Roofing, Suwamigan Home Furnishings, LPK Dental, Phillips Lumber and Do It Best Hardware, Woodruff Appliance and TV, Park Falls BP, and I really want to thank our new sponsors for playoffs here, Ross's Sports Shop, CompuMold Design or Tool and Design, Harborview on the Lake, John's 3 Mile Corner, and Warga's Auto and Truck Center. Warga's hooked me up just a little while ago. Car broke down. Mikey was right out there to tow us back and get the car fixed. All right, we're back here. 13:30 to go. The Max with the ball. It's 49-24. Oh, you guys want to see the game. 49-24. Ella Mae Mack with the ball. She gives it to Dorn. Dorn over to Emily Cooper. Cooper to her sister, Ella Mae. Ella Mae is looking more impressive than the older sister going D2. And they're just working the ball at the top right now. Not exactly sure. Are they just going to do this for 13 minutes? I really hope not. And Cooper gets to the basket. She misses. Brooke Eckert gets the rebound. Really happy they weren't going to start running the clock out. Steve, I want to see some basketball here tonight. Katea finds her sister Brooke to Hallie. Back out to Casey to Brooke. By the basket. Up and under. Shot goes up. No good. Gets the rebound. Puts it back. Left hand. Brooke Eckert. Casey goal. 12:35 to go. 49-26. Loggers almost get a turnover. Going to stay with the Max. Max take the ball out underneath, under their own basket. Get it out to Emily Cooper. Here's a steal by Casey. Casey going to get our first layup of the game. She can't get it to go. It was deflected a little by Ella Mae. Nice defense by Cooper. That's the first fast transition basket we've seen here tonight from the Loggers. 12:18 to go here in this ball game. It's 49-26. And here's Emily Cooper to the basket. Makes the reverse look easy.
There you see it.
Yeah. And it's Loggers with the ball. They trap as Matea crosses half court. They get it to Brooke and going to get a jump ball.
I got to stay away from the edges of the court there.
12:02 to go, 51-26. He's not even sure what McDonald fans can be happy and cheering about. I mean, really, 51-26 here with the all-star team from Chippewa Falls, McDonald. Let's find a different league for them, guys.
Best team that money can buy.
Right? You got it. You got it. So WIA making some money on that somehow. Casey almost gets another steal. McDonald finds the basket. Finds an easy bucket right by the basket. 53-26. Egebrecht across half court. Little floater is good for her. Casey says, I'm going to have fun the rest of this game. 11:39 to go. 53-28. Emily Cooper with the ball. Crosses half court. Back to a man-to-man defense for the Loggers. Cooper gets into the lane, kicks it out, and we're going to get an offensive foul on the Mac.
And Segan take it. And Segan failed her with the foul.
So a foul on her. And that's her third. And she's going to go to the bench. 11.5 minutes to go here. Loggers with the basketball. Still fighting hard here. And you watch it at home. We're going to get Amy Ring on Jeff and Scott's local sports channel. I know some of her hometown has been watching, and she's going to talk a little bit about the boys' game coming up tomorrow night. All right, and that went off of Brooke's legs as she was attacking the basket. It goes out of bounds. Another turnover. It's going to be the Max ball. Matea's going to put some pressure on Cooper. Cooper gets across half court. Looking for the screen from Dorn. Up to the wing, right wing. Back up top, the Max with the ball. And we're going to get another moving screen. So they're starting to call him here. And they were seeing something. And, hey, I like the refs giving us a fair shot here tonight. You hear that? The refs are doing a great job, Steve.
Hold on.
The refs are doing a great job tonight, Steve. Hey, it's sectionals. You got to get the best out here. All right, here we go. Loggers with the ball. Brooke Eckert. Nice skip pass. Casey has it now. Casey back to Allie. Skip pass again. Here's Matea. She's going to get a shot at three. That one's good.
Great job by
Matea's first clean look of the night. It's 53-31. 10:39 to go here in this ball game. Emily Cooper maybe gets away with a little bit of a push-off. She gets into the lane. She's going to attack left side. No call on that. She could have gotten an and one.
For sure.
She makes the basket. 10:26 to go. Matea from the wing over to Allie Williams open from three. That one no good. Casey with a big rebound. Left side. Here's Matea again. Oh, I was going to raise the bell, Steve, if she hit that one. 10:11 to go. 55-31. Kate Matea with a block on a transition layup. And McDonald going to set up again. Here's Emily Cooper. Kicks it out. The Max driving from the three-point line. Allie Williams going to get called with a foul. That one's okay. We'll take it.
I think they start taking a little more chances here. I know that the game's...
You talk about chances. The only problem with some chances you take is they're going to capitalize on a mistake.
Right.
So you got to be smart about them. You know, diving out on plays thinking you're going to get a steal, you really got to, or I guarantee you, they're going to beat you 4-5.
They'll find the open players after that. They've shown the ability to do it all night. You got Lily Miller coming in for Brooke Eckert.
Yeah, Lily Miller coming in. Brooke getting a break here.
She's had a nice game.
Absolutely. She's playing like a senior. It might not show up in the stat book. 10 minutes to go here. And the Max fumble the ball, but get it back here. Driving the basket. Shot goes up.
Yep.
And that one is good. Number 24. Who is that, Steve?
That is
Rogers.
Claire Ruff.
With the ball now. The pants I split in the double team. Nothing going. Here's Allie Williams in the corner. 3-point shot up. Oh, it misses again. That's going to be Rogers' ball. It's staying with Black. He heard me. He don't want to mess with me on that one, Steve. I'm too close tonight. All right, it's Lauder's ball underneath their own basket. And taken away right away by Dorn. There's a turnover. Not Dorn, but another six. No, that is Dorn. And Ella May going to set up from the top. Dorn has it now at the top. Left side at the wing. Going to slash, drive the basket. Nice defense. Allie Williams. Matea ends up kicking it. It's going to be the Max basketball. It's 57-31, 9:15 to go. Substitution. Emily Cooper back in for the Max. Again, if you're watching Jeff and Scott's local sports channel at home, we thank you guys for watching. Let us know where you're watching from. Then it's those angry faces.
Oh, here we
Casey
go.
Gets a steal. Kendra, back to Casey. Transition basket poked away from behind. No, why is it there, ball? No! You were so good! That was your easiest call!
Okay, they're going to change it, I bet.
Yeah!
Yeah,
we got something to cheer about here tonight. The refs were doing fabulous, and they continue it.
Jeff was halfway down the stairs.
I was.
Go take it.
I was. Almost retired. All right, the Loggers get it in. 9:09 to go here. Find Matea in the corner. Matea back to Casey at the wing. Casey, she's going to drive in. She's smothered. Gets it to Allie. Allie finds Matea.
Hey!
Matea finishes and one. That's it. Giving us something to get excited about. That was beautiful basketball right there. 57-33. 9 minutes to go here in this ball game. Matea Eckert at the line. Going to shoot a free throw. And it's good. She gets a three-pointer.
The old-fashioned
way, Steve. That's how Tweet Haken and all those boys used to have to do it. All right. The Max. Emma May guarded by Lily Miller. They get across half court, starting things up.
They're going to stop. Maybe.
And driving. Here's Emily Cooper. Too easy to the basket, but she misses the layup, but a weak side rebound off from Dorn. The monster from Chippewa Falls hangs out by the basket. Easy rebound. My goodness, that's a strong girl down there. And she got the weak side rebound, put back, and fouled. Nothing worse could have been for the Loggers on that possession.
No. One of the things you said at the top, you know, rebounding, second chance.
And I think the Loggers are working hard on rebounding.
For
it's not as easy. Easier said than done against these girls who are a lot bigger and more athletic. Mm-hmm. Here we go. Matea with the ball. All right. Matea. From the wing. Lily Miller. Lily, you got a shot. You got to shoot it. All right. To Matea. To Lily. What's that about?
Here, yep.
Lily, shoot the ball. Lily, we need you. Shoot the ball.
So we need these girls to shoot the ball when they got it. They got to take a little pressure off of the loggers. And when they come in off the bench, and I know they love to pass. They love to pass the ball and keep things moving. But we're in playoffs now. All right. Casey gets pushed to the ground. They find Brooke by the basket, but taken away by the Max. Now again by Brooke, but tipped out of bounds. 8:17 to go.
Kind of a forced pass to Brooke. She had Lily open, but those are the things that she saw. Lily just avoided the situation, yeah, but she didn't go there. She could have.
Absolutely.
But you gotta go in there with confidence.
You got to play basketball, and you got to take your moments. I don't care who you are when you get in a position. You got to put that ball up. All right. Ella May crosses over Lily from the top. Nice job by Lily. Ella May all the way to the basket and going to get a foul on Allie.
Shitting.
Yep. And Allie's right about what she was doing. She's saying, I'm straight up and down. But the next level player knows all I got to do is make a little contact against you. It's not a fair matchup here tonight. We might as well be playing the WNBA.
For real.
Hey, I don't know what we're going to compare about this right here. You know, it's really let's have a... I don't know. Medford come and play butternut in tournaments.
Right?
I'm not kidding you. I mean, there's literally 12 athletes out there that are dominators. So anyways, 8:05 to go. That's what I think about the pairings here. 61-34. Bring back the old divisions that used to put the private schools in there.
You see anyone in this division hanging with this team?
No, not at all. They're winning the state championship. I'll call it right now. All right, they beat Fall Creek by 20 earlier this year. I mean, what's going to happen? All right, Matea to Brooke. Brooke ahead, all the way to the basket. Brooke can't get it to go. And Emily Cooper comes away with it, but throws it to Lily Miller, and the Loggers have it. Here's Matea. So, Lily, you're wide open, Lily. And here's Matea. She'll shoot it. It's good.
62-37, 7:40 to go now.
Yeah. 62-37. Loving this right now, Steve. Loggers, keep trying here. No fear in them whatsoever. The Max with the ball. 7.5 minutes to go. Again, after this game here, we're going to get Amy Ring up here to talk a few things. She knows a little bit about girls basketball as well.
What do we got here? Could be on Brooke.
Foul on, I couldn't see what number. Number 14 is Allie Williams.
Yeah, she's
four
now.
She's going to stay in. And Lily Miller coming out.
Saranac. Looks like checked in.
Saranac back in the ball game. She's not afraid to shoot the ball. That's one thing I'll give Saranac.
Absolutely. She's got a nice shot.
Yep. 7:22 to go here. Loggers in a 1-3-1. Dorn by the basket. And easy basket for her. 64-37. 7 minutes, 13 seconds to go. Loggers down 20, I don't know, bunch, 27. 7:06. Yep. Get it across half court. Mike Eggebrecht going to call a timeout. He's going to call a full timeout. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country for a one-minute timeout.
Get in the game with Wargus Auto and Truck Center. Our trained technicians are ready to tackle your vehicle needs, from engine tune-ups to wheel alignments and everything in between. Need a lift? We offer 24-hour towing and free body shop estimates. For worry-free truck and auto repair, trust Wargus Auto and Truck Center in Phillips, Wisconsin. And to the Lady Loggers, shoot to win, and good luck on your tournament journey.
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving our local communities since 1953 with locations in Park Falls and Ashland, offering competitive rates and services to kids, teens, and to the big kids at heart. Our heart is in our communities. We're not just a credit union offering financial services. We're a family that cares about your family. Stop in today or check us out online at northwoodscu.com. Northwoods Community Credit Union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration, and membership eligibility is required.
All right, we're back. Jeff Haken, and along with Steve Peters here, Ladysmith, Wisconsin. Steve, it's sectional semifinals. 7 minutes to go. We're down by about 30, and I'm still excited for this game here.
Jeff is frothing from the mouth right now, everyone.
rabies. All right, Casey has the ball top, gets it to Knack at the wing. Knack has it poked away in the land of Giants.
Goodness.
And the Giants come away with it. Steps out of bounds. Loggers ball. No, she steps out of bounds. Oh, a foul.
Ben cheering on Jeff at the mezzanine.